AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Walter Palmer, the dentist from Minnesota, will not be extradited to Zimbabwe over the hunting death of a beloved lion, Cecil. Zimbabwe's environment minister says Palmer did nothing wrong and can return to the country, but not as a hunter, as a tourist. The AP's Andrew Meldrum reports the professional hunter Palmer hired is not off the hook.
The professional hunter, Theo Bronkhorst, who was the guide for Palmer, was in court last week on charges of allowing an illegal hunt. And his lawyer argued in court that the charges are too vague and should be dropped. And the case has now been postponed until later.
Cecil the lion was well known to tourists and researchers at a national park in western Zimbabwe. A Princeton University professor is the winner of the Nobel Prize in Economics.
Angus Deaton, for his analysis of consumption, poverty, and welfare.
Deaton hopes the Nobel puts a spotlight on the poor people of the world.
The current upward trends in inequality are very worrying in many contexts around the world.
It's starting to dry out in South Carolina.
We are going from a massive response situation to a massive recovery situation.
Governor Nikki Haley says a lot of cleanup needs to be done from massive flooding. One big project is almost complete, the complete reopening of a stretch of Interstate 95 in South Carolina. A detective says there was evidence a Georgia man accused of killing his toddler son in June of last year by intentionally leaving him in a hot vehicle wanted freedom from his family. The testimony came during a hearing today on a pretrial motion in the case of Justin Harris. The wife of actor Randy Quaid pleaded not guilty today in Vermont to charges of being a fugitive from justice. Quaid himself is due in court later. The couple was detained after trying to enter the U.S. from Canada. They're charged with vandalism in the U.S. in California. This is AP Radio News. A source tells the AP it's unlikely there will be a hearing today of the suspension of Los Angeles Dodgers second baseman Chase Utley. It means he could play in Game 3 in New York in the playoff series. Utley was suspended for a slide into second base in Game 2. That resulted in a broken leg for New York Mets shortstop Ruben Tejada. Dodgers manager Don Mattingly calls it a clean play.
It was a hard, aggressive, legal slide to me. Our organization is proud of the way Chase plays. We love the way he plays. He's got a reputation for playing the game right, playing it hard.
Ruben Tejada will miss the rest of the postseason. The Dodgers-Mets series is tied at a game apiece. The Kansas City Chiefs say they expect star running back Jamaal Charles to miss the rest of the season. He injured his right knee in yesterday's loss to the Chicago Bears. Charles injured his left knee 4 years ago. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.